10 past 5 o'clock, the Friday afternoon music show with the great songs to share from our new music category and great local music, plus a little bit of activity from touring artists. And you know what? You're no longer a touring artist when you visit Alaska definitively in the month of March. That makes you an honorary Alaskan right there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We got a couple of them live in studio. We've got the Good Time Travelers who are returning to Alaska. And like I said, when you guys return in the month of March, that pretty much puts you on the map for trying to end up being an Alaskan, and you're kind of there. So we got Michael
yes.
Kirkpatrick and Pete Kartsounis who are in studio today. Thanks for coming back, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Let me make sure number three, if you could pick
yeah.
number three up and move that just a little bit. There we go.
It.
That's on track. But
perfect.
The Good Time Travelers have been doing what they do. They travel. And so far in 2017, you're not off your game. You're all over the map. You're
yeah.
down there on the West Coast. But here's a thought. Why Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Alaska in the winter months?
People need music in the winter.
Yeah.
And we need to work in the winter.
Maybe that's just it. It's straight up they need you and you're delivering.
You just cross your fingers. I mean,
yeah.
Alaska's in great shape right now. The roads are dry. The weather's beautiful.
Mm.
So, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
And the way you guys do have just such a you're on the go kind of a duo, we started this interview just a little bit early because, you know, you're here, you're ready to go. So we got some folks who are going to be tuning in at 5:30 as well.
Thinking, cool.
And they're going to catch some of your music. You're playing tonight at the Taproot.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And if you want a great way to wrap up your week, why not visit the Spinard Taproot and hear from the Good Time Travelers. Now, later through the hour, we're going to be talking a little about perfection colliding with free-spiritedness. We're going to talk about some Viking road stories, maybe, from the from your trip earlier this
yeah.
this year. And we've got a chance maybe even to bring up some chickens, which we'll figure out how that ties in with the entire tour or the entire presentation of the Good Time Travelers.
Musical inspiration.
I was wondering about that angle.
Yeah.
Speaking of inspiration, let's see if we can inspire some drivers on their way home to take a detour and head out tonight to the Taproot. I'd love to share some music with folks right away. You brought your instruments. What were you thinking of sharing?
Well, Pete and I have co-written 30 songs in the past couple years together, and we just finished up 5 new tunes. That's the pages that you're hearing here. That's those are the lyrics. That's what they sound like. And they're not memorized yet. But since we're on the radio and you can't see what we're doing, we are going to read off the page and present some very, very new music to you.
That's something that's worth the tune in for the drive home. The Good Time Travelers here on KMBA.
Nice. Take the blue away.
Yeah, take the blue away. 1, 2, 3. Troubled times they come, troubled times they go. Wouldn't know the highs if we didn't have the lows. And I'm praying for the angels to come and sing along.
Take the blue away, take the blue away. Yeah, this road is long and this road is tough. Don't forget to love, you can never give enough. Well, it's heavy on my mind when there's so much going on. Take the blue away, take the blue away.
Hold on to the faith when you're on a rocky road. Lend a hand to the sisters and the brothers that you find.
Take the blue away, take the blue away. I hear words of love, I hear words of hate. Which song will you sing when you stand at heaven's gate? Save your soul today, 'cause tomorrow may not come. Take the blue away, take the blue away.
It's a mystery from what tomorrow may bring. Can you feel known more than most of everything? And my head's above the tears that are falling from the sky. Take the blue away, take the blue away.
I hear friends singing songs, I see friends waving signs. Can't you feel that change coming? Wind is blowing up these times. If the world ended tomorrow, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Take the blue away, take the blue away. Troubled times they go. Wouldn't know the highs if we didn't have the lows. And I'm praying for the angels to come and sing along. Take the blue away, take the blue away.
Good time travelers, 90.3 KMBA, traveling on your own route home. If you're driving home, enjoy the car concert and then turn it around and join them at the Taproot later tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
New music.
There we go.
It's got to be fun.
Yeah.
Has it been pretty much what you've been trying to prep out there on the road is perfect these new songs? Trying to write them down,
we're always evolving and writing, so, you know. We've got a list. We've got a big list. We've got about eight songs that are ready to get into rotation, just about ready. I'd say half of them are ready. And the other ones, you know, it's just we want to give the song 100% on stage. So if we're not quite sure the words yet and the phrasing, then we just still continue to just play them and work on them. And then if it
didn't work, you just bolt out of town and then try it again.
And never come back. We usually spend... I don't know, 2 to 5 months getting a song ready after we write it, getting it ready for performance.
Before you perform it?
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of times it's just the memorization of the words. It takes a long time to kind of get that in the head. And like Pete said, it's just not worth messing things up.
Right.
You know? We got enough other tunes. But we're always so excited to bring the new material in because even though... you know, you guys only get to hear us a couple times a year. We play a lot of these songs every day. So we're excited to get that new stuff going.
Spending a lot of time on the road. Like I said earlier this year, going through Wyoming, Montana, Colorado.
Yeah, we've had, and then we had a little break in there at Folk Alliance. Flew out to Kansas City, and we got to play in the Alaska Room. I know we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Let's jump in right now because Honorary Alaskans is how we kind of introduced you guys. And I know the Alaska Room with the Alaska Independent Musicians Initiative, KMBA is a sponsor of that. And they had stickers trying to really encourage other musicians to come on up. What was your vibe about the Alaska Room when you were down at the Folk Alliance, as in the vibe from the other musicians who've maybe never been here?
Well, it was always a party. It went late every night. And the way these rooms work... these guerrilla showcase rooms, is there's about 150 of them. Each one is run by a radio station, a music organization. Sometimes it's a band. Sometimes it's a music promoter or a festival. And the Alaska Room popped up this year for the first time. And what they did was showcase musicians that are Alaskan musicians and honorary Alaskan musicians. So people like Michael Howard, Anna Lynch, Anna Tavell, the Good Time Travelers, Tim Easton, the Super Saturated Sugar Strings, they were there. What they do is they book 20-minute acts between 10 o'clock at night and about 4 in the morning and make themselves available and noisy to everyone else out there. So as you're passing by, you'd come in, get a little taste of the Alaska folk music. And Meredith Bless, who did a great job, lives down in Juneau. She rented a bear from a local taxidermy, threw that in the room there, and they had some vodka from Alaska and Alaskan beer, and it was a pretty cool scene there.
When you're at the point of renting bears, then you know you're committed. You know you're serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to rent something like that for the road, traveling companion.
It would be, we'd have to get a bigger... We have to rent bigger cars.
There were a few Viking horns on the road trip, if I saw correctly, a couple postings, mm-hmm. and I think you were at a Ullerfest, which is in Colorado.
Ullergrass in Golden, Colorado.
Yeah, that's a festival run by some friends of ours, Chris Thompson and crew, and it's a great outdoor winter festival. You never know what you're going to get. The weather was amazing though, in Colorado. You never know. It'd be 70 one day and 10 degrees the next day.
That's strange.
We got lucky, and we were honored to be back to that festival. We played it a couple years ago and gave it all we had on stage. It was awesome.
We'll talk more about road tripping and driving and chickens and perfection with free spiritedness. It's all coming up, the Alaska Music Spotlight at 5:30 every Friday. Today, sort of an extension of the Good Time Travelers here in town, because they are, as we consider them, honorary Alaskans. So they fit into the spotlight just right. Again, third time up in the month of March specifically. Yeah, we know you're committed. And
every March, every August.
We love you guys so much.
We'd love to hear some more music. Why don't we swing on into another song?
Mm-hmm. How about Ease My Mountain Mine?
There we go. This sounds good.
Yeah, and for those of you just tuning in, the Good Time Travels here, myself, Pete Cartsunis, and Michael Kirkpatrick. We are playing songs for you that we just wrote. We want to share some new material with y'all, so we hope you enjoy it. And hope to see you tonight at the Taproot.
Yeah, and Lauren, thanks for having us here, too, again on the radio.
Anytime.
We love community radio. Any chance we can get. Ease My Mountain Mind.
1, 2, 3.
I'll take the gravel road out to the country. Highway far behind. The further I'm away from all the sounds of yesterday, the easier to ease my mountain mind.
There's a song that I hear throughout the valley, a river and the wind in harmony. Reminds me of the times your sweet hand was holding mine. Brings you back when I find you're far from me. This is the place I've always dreamed of, quiet in the hills above the town. But the only thing that's changed is my location. I'm still the man stuck inside a frown. Surrounds me can change what I see with these eyes. If silence ever takes my poor heart before it breaks, I might find the beauty in these cloudy skies. This is the place I've always dreamed of, quiet in the hills above the town. But the only thing that's changed is my location. I'm still a man stuck inside a frown. This is the place I've always dreamed of, quiet
town. But the only thing that's changed is my location. I'm still a man stuck inside a frown. I'll take the gravel road out to the country. I'll leave the highway far behind. The further I'm away from all the sounds of yesterday, the easier to ease my mountain mind. The further I'm away from all the sounds of yesterday, the easier to ease my mountain mind.
Good Time Travelers, live in studio here on 90.3 KMBA, the local music spotlight coming up just around the corner as we extend the live music on the radio. The Good Time Travelers will be coming right back. We'll talk more about travels, music, and Alaska.
And good
it's all coming up. And the good times that can be had by all. We'll be back. Community Voices on KMBA. The Alaska Music Spotlight on KMBA is sponsored by The Taproot in Spinard, bringing to Anchorage live music from Alaskan artists and nationally touring bands. See their weekly live music calendar at taprootalaska.com. It's 5:30, and time for the Alaska Music Spotlight. As always, we're extending the live music this hour as we jumped on in with the Good Time Travelers little after 5 o'clock. We just couldn't resist. You know, you were here, you were in your chairs, we figured we might as well get things started. But welcome once again if you're just tuning in for the Alaska Music Spotlight. Honorary Alaskans, Good Time Travelers making their third trip back to Alaska?
Fourth trip in less than 2 years.
Seriously?
Yeah, 32 months, wrong. Four trips. Yeah. Two Augusts and two Marches.
All right, well, third trip into the KMBA studios.
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Maybe that's where it's...
This is a tradition of ours now.
Mm-hmm. The guys are back. They've already toured around and played a couple of dates. You've got a show tonight at the Taproot, 9 o'clock, then down in Homer and Kenai. And then where off to next?
I think our next gig after that would be a house concert in
Davis,
California, and Winter Wondergrass up in Tahoe, Squaw Valley.
So is there a time of year that you set aside to sit on the couch for a week?
Well, after that trip, we do have about a few weeks off to do our own things. I just moved to a new town, so I need to go. I need to learn
you
my
go,
new
no,
town.
Check it out. Find out your.
I'm gonna go find out where I live.
That's kind of sitting still. Still enough, I think.
Sort of, yeah.
I'll worry about you. If you're on the road all that time, do you take care of yourself sitting down and do nothing for a while ever, or do you just find that you just can't stop moving?
Yeah, I don't really just sit and do nothing anyways when I'm not working. So, I have a lot of fun in Colorado. I raise chickens and I like to ride bikes and I write a lot of music and play in a lot of other bands. So there's always something to do.
We talked a little bit earlier about, we talked about the Alaska Room. We talked about touring and being on the road, maybe another road story in this next half hour. But let's jump right into chickens. Chickens got to keep you rooted. Chickens have got to bring you home, right?
Yeah, I love those little things. I love them so much.
What is up with that?
Well, I guess, you know, I wanted to raise something cute.
And a chicken came to mind?
Well, it's cheap. So if it dies as you're raising it, you know, at least, I mean, you're going to feel bad no matter what. But at least you only spent, $1.75 on the thing. And so my wife Marie and I got these $1.75ers, and I mean like $1.75, right? And they're just such beautiful birdie feathers, resilient. We have some Wyandottes and Orpingtons, and they're good down to about 25 below, which is about as cold as it'll get in my neck of Colorado. And we were sitting there for a couple of weeks, actually, and... one day, my wife Marie just threw the chickens in the house and then left for work because it was so cold. But, you know, we care for them like you care for your dogs or
any
your kitties.
Any other pet you would.
And the great thing about these things is their eggs are amazing.
And before you know it, the circle's complete. You got the chickens, you got the food, you got the inspiration. Now, a mandolin, I don't know why, but seriously, a mandolin somehow reminds me of a chicken. That plucky, clucking sound. Even your design on there, somehow I can see a chicken
you
foot.
You see a chicken in
something,
that.
Something, some curl somewhere.
It's chickeny. It's sort of waddly on the top here. It's kind of waddly, I guess.
Is there any music you've got coming up that's been inspired by this chicken craze?
One of my solo band, the Honey Rider Band, is named after one of my chickens, Honey Rider. It's a sort of a chicken picking project. Picada, one of my chickens, she makes a noise that sounds like a Jimmy Page lick that sounds that comes out of their 1970 era live stuff.
That's inspiration.
Yeah, and then they keep me company at home. I'll go outside, pick the mandolin, and they'll all just sit around me waiting for food because they think I have food. But
let's talk about chickens. I'm starting to get hungry.
You know?
Yeah, hashtag friends, not food.
The band is going to be heading out to grab a little bite to eat, and then they'll be at the Taproot tonight for a 9 o'clock show. Michael Kirkpatrick and Pete Katsounis is here in studio with the acoustic guitar and the mandolin, the traveling duo. I've never really seen you with an acoustic, Michael, but Pete, have I ever seen you with a mandolin? Do you guys swap
I don't play one in this group.
I don't
I noodle around, but I don't have a mandolin right now.
Let's hear what you're good at. The instruments are in the right hands. I'd love to hear another song.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we've been toying around with bluegrass music lately, and we'd like to perform a song we just wrote. Looks like we wrote this February 1st of this year, and it hasn't been on stage yet, but we got to play it for some friends up Crow Creek this morning. Thanks for breakfast. And this is called Good Time Traveling.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Up the tank, hit 285 over Kenosha and Red Hill. I drive, I'm riding on, yeah, I'm riding on. Trout Creek, Poncha, San Luis, so wide, chaining up for Wolf Creek on the Great Divide. I'm riding on, yeah, I'm riding on. Take me to the country, take me to the show, down around a mountain through the rain and snow. If the road is open, know that I'll be there. We're good time traveling without a care. We're good time traveling.
I'll tell now.
Bank Molas, Red Mountain Pass, stuck behind a caravan, getting nowhere fast. I'm riding on, yeah, I'm riding on. Down Grand Mesa to the river wide, veil to love and never been so high. I'm riding on, I'm riding on. Take it to the country, take it to the show, down around the mountain, through the rain and snow. Road is open, know that I'll be there. We're good time traveling without a care. Good time traveling. Mountainside,
Cameron Pass, River Road, wide Wyoming skies. I'm riding on, I'm riding on. So long, so long, no, we'll be back soon. Rambling around your mountain town and howling at the moon. I'm riding on, I'm riding on. Take me to the country, take me to the shore. Down around the mountain, through the rain and snow. If the road is open, know that I'll be there. Well, good time traveling without a care. Good time traveling. We're riding on, we're riding on, yeah.
Good time travelers, bringing the music to your car stereo on this Friday afternoon with the show tonight over at the Taproot in Spinard. They've already performed here at Alaska. They'll perform again, and they will perform again.
Yes, we will.
Again.
Thanks for having us back. As long as you guys like us, we'll keep coming back. And we'll probably come back even if you don't like us, because we like you.
Has there been a road trip to Alaska yet? Or have you always
flown? No, that is on the list.
Train, maybe.
That's on the list.
That'd be nice.
We got to find a... Is there a train that goes to Alaska?
There's not a direct route,
yeah,
but
that
you can
would be cool.
You can grab a couple different trains on the way. You could do the White mm-hmm. Pass up mm-hmm. to the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you need that kind of road trip. That song there, I think, you know, described your whole road trip and experience.
It would be nice to have an RV and a driver, and then we can cruise the countryside on our way up and write a bunch of tunes.
Yeah.
That would be
nice. I know there's some places to play on the Alcan on the way up here in British Columbia that... Some pretty remote roadhouse bars that some musicians have told me about, but
you got to find your way into
it. We got to find our way into that scene, and it's just like any scene, you know.
Well, what about this road trip, and what about this this Lower 48 road trip? And already this year, you've traveled quite a bit. Is there any stories from the road that you just smirk at and smile about and think, you know, that was unique?
We missed our first gig ever. This winter.
Because of
weather.
Oh, because of like road conditions?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where if you had any other job, if you weren't a folk singer about to go out and have some fun, you'd probably just stay home and be like, the weather's bad. I'm gonna chill out today.
That nasty. But you committed to going on the road.
There was, well, basically what we had to do is get from Big Sky. No, we had to get from Jackson Hole, Wyoming to Big Sky, Montana, which is about 4 hours away. But the pass was closed for some avalanches, so we had to go down to like a six-hour way. But that canyon was closed because of avalanches. So we investigated some other ways. We ended up driving 12 hours down to Cody, Wyoming, up to I-90, almost to Billings, and then over to Bozeman, and then back down to Big Sky. We missed our gig by about 2 hours. But they forgave us, and they said that you guys were crazy for busting your butts to get out.
Crazy for even trying.
But that's what this song here was about, good time traveling. We actually wrote it about the mountain passes in Colorado, doing a big C-shaped trip through Colorado. And
when you got 12 hours, well, you know, a song probably is going to come into mind. So.
If the road is open, you know that I'll be there.
Let's get in one more track here, and then we'll turn you loose for your show tonight. I'd love to hear one more song for the road. We've talked chickens. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Uller grass and Viking road stories. We've talked about the Alaska Room. One more quick thought, and this one could get deep, so we won't stay on it too long. But Michael was the guy who was posting about how meticulous he was with his snow shoveling. And that struck such a chord with me because I'm the same way. I like these clean lines. And I thought, the free-spiritedness that you guys have of going from town to town, gig to gig, does perfection ever get in the way?
Well, it's not really free-spiritedness. You're on a schedule. You got to go load in at a certain time. You got to play music for people at a certain time.
Yeah,
you got to be responsible for your attendance and turn out good numbers everywhere you go.
So the
actual music, our performance, yes, very free-spirited. But there's a lot of organization that goes into pulling the show off and making it right and giving the best performance we can.
The best free-spiritedness is structured planning.
Maybe. And I've always believed in the paradox and just embraced the two sides of absurdity coming together. So it just seems pretty natural to me. But, you know, if you're referring to lines in the snow, I'll make crazy lines in the snow too, but they're pretty. They're rounded.
And they're specific.
Yeah. Well, you must be referring to one morning I got up and after a pretty good dump and
Keep going.
That's great. That's great. After a really nice dump of snow. And and I made this little Facebook post about how I like to, I have a snow shoveling fetish. So you're referring to that.
That had to be what I saw because I too have that fetish for clean lines and snow shoveling.
You take pride in your driveway. You take pride in your walkways. You don't want those icy footprints showing up and sticking around until May.
None of that.
Yeah.
No problems now with dry conditions outside. A good weekend ahead of us. Some music to inspire us. The show tonight's 9 o'clock. We'll remind you of those details coming up just around the corner and finish out the spotlight tonight with a little music from some of your buddies, Anna Lynch. And we'll feature some Kat Moore in here as well.
Yeah, awesome. Kat Moore and Anna were both at the Alaska Room. We had a great time partying with those ladies and playing music. Did you guys catch Anna Lynch's motorcycle crash backstage at Salmon Fest this year?
I remember that.
Yeah, very
specifically. It was hilarious and well deserved.
It was hilarious because no one got hurt.
Indeed.
Just very muddy.
It was one of the wetter Salmon Fests. We'll see what happens this year. So what do we got for our drive home final track here?
Bright Star?
That sounds good to me. Yeah, this is a tune called Bright Star. It's it goes out to our friend Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Pam, if you're listening, we love you. Thanks for the cabin. Yeah. We wrote this song in your cabin, and your cabin is called Bright Star.
And the song is called Bright Star.
See how that works?
They're so talented.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Bright star,
cabin on the great divide.
Bright star,
lit up on a cold, clear night.
Yeah. Stoke the fire and sit on down. Ain't no need to go to town. Grab an axe and pick a tune. Good old grabbing and a loo. Bright star,
rolling up and find another song.
Bright star,
let me hear you all sing along.
Snowy Peaks and Pinyon Pine, having such a good old time. Whiskey in my cup of joe, basking in the alpine glow. Thank you.
star. Bright star. Bright star. Bright star.
Making sure that they live up to that name, the Good Time Travelers. Always a good time, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren.
It's really good to have them back in Alaska, so enjoy the show tonight, 9 o'clock at the Taproot. The guys are going to go grab a bite, do a sound check, and then they're going to be off and rolling to start your weekend. Yeah, it's your weekend. You do with it what you want, but I tell you what, Good Time Travelers, put you off on the good foot. We have got more music tonight with the World Cafe at 6 o'clock. We've got Classic Soul coming up at 8 this evening and the Friday Night Mix coming up tonight at 10. Let's round out the Alaska Music Spotlight with a little bit more Alaska Room activity because we got you, Anna Lynch, followed by some Cat Moore. You're listening to 90.3 KMBA, where local music matters.
Hey, well, that was good.
Boy.
Mama said the railroad made broken men. Said I'd pay the price if I ever took to joining them. But at 16 years I'd about had enough of plowing fields and coal dust. Hopped a car in the rail yard about a mile down the track. And I saw him staring back. He said, son, I know what you think you're fighting here, but what I gotta say, you ought to hear. He said, there's more than broken bodies on this side of the tracks. Dreams come here and they never go back. Tried to make a dollar, but dimes are all they give. Told my loving girl that I'd be home soon. But once you're on the railroad, making dimes is all you do. And he said, there's more than broken bodies on this side of the tracks. Dreams come here and they never go back. Once I had me love and wife, but that was back in Kansas. That's another lie. He said, son, go back home and don't you come back. Ain't a life left living for the man who jumped these tracks. I looked down. With pain from a life of railroad crush. And he said, there's more than broken bodies on this side of the tracks. Dreams come here and they never go back. So go and find yourself a loving wife. Maybe move
down beneath the dirt. Close your eyes to sleep to take away this hurt. No one knows the journey that you'll take. And no one really knows how long till you'll awake. Flowers from the soil grow, and you're everywhere I go. Still I miss seeing your face around this place I call home. Fall came earlier this year. Was a Saturday when the light just disappeared. But the sun fell straight out of the sky. All our questions, what could ever answer why? Flowers from the soil grow. Everywhere I go, still I'm missing your face around this place I call home. Still the air's felt different since. We're on to colder climbs, there's conversation on the fence. But the heavens opened overhead. Your light stands bright before my eyes, all blurry red. Flowers from the soil grow. And you're everywhere I go. Still I'm missing your face around this place I call home. Flowers from the soil grow.
Full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.